Call the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Mr. Keith.
Here.
Mr. Gorman.
Here.
Mr. Hess.
Here.
Roll, please.
And for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve the minutes from September 13th.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. They can carry. This time, public comment. Anyone making public comment, you'll be limited to 3 minutes. And EJ?
It's me.
Good morning.
Morning. Hi. My name is EJ Fike. I'm the Community Affairs Manager for Vesper Energy. We are a solar utility company. We are looking to develop a project here in Indiana and on the county commons. I'm really just coming here to introduce myself and to make sure that we set up the line of communications with you. I have some materials here that I'll leave for you to look at. And really, I just wanted to set some, just kind of get the relationship going. We're at really early stages of the project. Make sure you know about it, get all the details you have, and that we're abiding by all the rules set and required by the governing bodies. This project, just to top off on it, this is will be the second largest utility scale solar project in the nation, bring a significant amount of economic investment to the area, talking about in the hundreds of millions of dollars. Our upfront investments will be in the tens to, potentially hundreds of millions of dollars as well. This comes with more than just tax incentives for the area. We have a program called Community Benefit Agreement, which basically ensures that we're working with the neighborhoods and the communities that we are to invest in those communities. For example, I just signed a Community Benefit Agreement with the Mohawk School District in Lawrence County. And we are agreeing to give them $250,000 a year for the next 40 years, equaling $10 million. No strings attached. This is in addition to our taxes and everything. But this is just kind of our way. We're coming into these neighborhoods. We're taking up a lot of land, but we want to be good neighbors. We want to be good partners. So we're kind of trying to put our money where our mouth is and investing in the communities that we're setting up. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions. I know that I'm limited with my time. But I will leave this and I'll stay afterwards. If you have a minute or two to chat, I'd love to set something up in the future more for me.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, do we have any on Zoom? Okay, moving on to executive sessions. There was no executive sessions held between September 13th and today. Next, we have a number of proclamations I'd like to present, and the first one will be for Juvenile Justice Week. And Commissioner Hess, would you like to start off, please?
Yes, thank you. This is Juvenile Justice Week, October 1 through 7, 2023. Whereas Pennsylvania's juvenile justice system is charged with providing programs of supervision, care, and rehabilitation, which provide balanced attention to the protection of our communities, the imposition of accountability for offenses committed by juveniles, and the development of competencies to enable children who come within the jurisdiction of the juvenile justice system to become responsible and productive members of their communities. And whereas the mission of Pennsylvania's juvenile justice system is based on the principles of restorative justice, which give priority to repairing the harm done to crime victims and communities, and define offender accountability in terms of assuming responsibility and taking action to repair harm.
And whereas this mission is premised on the belief that crime victims, communities, and juvenile offenders must all be regarded as clients of the juvenile justice system, who should receive tangible benefits from their interactions with the system. And whereas community protection refers to the fundamental right of all Pennsylvania citizens to both be and feel safe from crime. And whereas victim restoration emphasizes that crime can forever change its victims, and that the goal of victim restoration programs and services should be to restore crime victims to the greatest extent possible to their pre-crime status.
And whereas Youth Redemption embodies the behalf to believe that the vast majority of juvenile offenders are capable of change and have strengths upon which treatment services can build. And whereas all services designed and implemented to achieve this mission in all hearings and decisions under Pennsylvania's Juvenile Act, indeed, all aspects of juvenile system must be provided in a fair and unbiased manner. Therefore, we, the commissioners of Indiana County, do hereby proclaim October 1st through the 7th, 2023, to be Juvenile Justice Week, for the purpose to call on all Pennsylvanians, government agencies, public and private institutions, and schools to remain committed to raising awareness and understanding of juvenile justice. Dated this 27th day of September, I move this to be a motion. Have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried. And do we have anybody in the audience would like to speak? Amanda?
Thank you. My name is Amanda Yerke. I just want to thank you, commissioners. We have two officers and one supervisor in our juvenile department. And they are amazing. They do a lot more than I think probably most people realize when you think of supervision. They not only work with the youth that are on probation, but they are working with the schools, they are working with the family, the treatment providers. They are going to these placements, detentions, depending on where these kids are. They work on community service projects in the community. They try to be very positive role models for these kids to get them back hopefully on the right path and try to make them productive members of our society. So sometimes I think some of these kids, these officers, you know, are they're a really good positive role model for them, and they don't maybe have anything else. So but I do appreciate this recognition and your support. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any comments?
No, big thank you. Appreciate the work you all do.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Okay. Next, we have Domestic Violence Awareness Fund. Yeah, I think that's what we'll
do. You want to say?
Domestic Violence Awareness Month, October 2023. Whereas one in three women and one in four men have experienced some form of physical violence by an intimate partner. And whereas when a family member is abused, it can have a long-term damaging effects on the victim that also leaves a mark on family, friends, and the community at large. And whereas domestic violence is a serious crime that affects people of all races, ages, income levels, and sexual orientations.
And whereas the crime of domestic violence violates an individual's privacy, dignity, security, and humanity due to the systematic use of physical, emotional, sexual, psychological, and economic control and abuse. And whereas we must continue to stand alongside advocates, victim service providers, law enforcement, and our criminal justice system as they hold offenders accountable and provide care and support to survivors. And whereas we encourage domestic violence victims and their families to seek assistance from Alice Paul House by calling their 24-hour hotline at 724-349-4444 or 800-435-7249.
And whereas, let us honor Domestic Violence Awareness Month and survivors by promoting peace in our own families, homes, and communities, and renew our commitment to end domestic violence here in Indiana County. Now let us recognize and honor the work done by Alice Paul House and our other Indiana County agencies and organizations that provide services to victims of domestic violence and to the survivors in and around Indiana County. Therefore, be it resolved, the Indiana County Commissioners do hereby proclaim the month of October as Domestic Violence Awareness Month and we urge all citizens to work toward the elimination of domestic violence in our community. Dated this 27th day of September, I move this as a motion.
A second?
I'll second that.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstain? Motion carried. Audia?
Thank you again, commissioners, for supporting us each October for Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It is a time that we can honor and support the survivors within our community and across this great state. I would also like to invite you all to our PASA's night on October 19th. There are coupons out there. 20% of all sales will go towards Alice Paul House and our survivors in support of them. We will also be having a purple light night, which will be October 31st. So we are selling for a minimal cost purple lights. They'll be available at PASA's on that day. Or if you have your own purple light, please put it on. Turn your light on October 31st and show your support. We couldn't do the work that we do at Alice Paul House without the support of our commissioners, all of our partner organizations within the community, and those that have gone through our services, and word of mouth carries us further. So again, thank you very much. We appreciate this month being held in honor of our survivors.
Thank you. Thank you. Next we have proclamation manufacturing. Commissioner Gordon, would you like to begin?
Manufacturing Week, October 2nd through 6th, 2023. Whereas the economic might in America came from good, honest workers in the manufacturing sector. And whereas from salt to iron to steel and to assembly, manufacturers forged the economic backbone nationwide as well as locally. And whereas laborers in the manufacturing sector helped secure an 8-hour workday, a 40-hour work week, paid overtime, and paid time off, something all Americans now enjoy.
And whereas Indiana County's rich history in manufacturing stems back to the salt mines in Salzburg in the early 1800s, and whereas there is an estimated 12.1 million current employees working in manufacturing and 17.1 million in direct jobs because of manufacturers. And whereas it has been projected that America will need 3.5 million jobs to be filled in the manufacturing sector, but due to the large gap, 2 million will go unfilled.
And whereas studies have shown that with every $1 spent in manufacturing, $1.89 is created for the economy. And whereas manufacturing is vital to Indiana counties because of how essential manufacturing jobs are to both the residents and the economy of the county. Now, therefore, we, the County Commissioners of Indiana County, do hereby proclaim October 2nd through the 6th, 2023, as Manufacturing Week. This proclamation is dated the 27th day of September, and I offer this as a motion.
I'll second the motion. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Motion carries.
I'm here to speak on behalf of the Indiana County Manufacturing Consortium and also Miller Fabrication Solutions. And would like to say thank you for all the support you guys give throughout the years. I know as a company, we love working within Indiana County. We're trying to grow here. And as a consortium, we work together and try to make sure that we have a strong manufacturing base that can carry the county forward. So thank you very much.
Thank you for your hard efforts and work. Appreciate it. Next, we have a recognition to be presented at this time. And Commissioner Hess, would you like to start?
Yes.
Whereas the commissioners of Indiana County are proud to honor individuals who contributed toward the well-being of Indiana County and its citizens. And whereas the County of Indiana is always proud to recognize its employees, but more importantly, those who have committed their professional excellence to improved quality of life for their community.
And whereas on August 7, 2023, Officer Sierra Diaz showcased her professionalism and compassionate approach in a critical situation. Her response, sound judgment, and effective communication with the medical team ensured that an inmate received prompt medical attention, ultimately leading to their survival. Such actions reflect the highest standards of duty and responsibility that are expected of our corrections officers.
And whereas Officer Diaz's remarkable efforts played a pivotal role in saving the life of an inmate under her care, showcasing her commitment to the safety and well-being of all individuals within the facility. Therefore, we, the Commissioners of Indiana County, recognize Officer Sierra Diaz's self-dedication and life-saving actions and extend our sincere gratitude. It is because of individuals like Officer Diaz that our correctional facility maintains an environment of safety and security for both staff and inmates. Dated this 27th day of September, I move as a motion to accept.
And I'll second that.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Warden, would you like to make comment?
Yes, sir. So I just want to take time to thank the commissioners for recognizing this remarkable individual. So she is not only for her vigilance, but for her compassion. She is truly an example of moving forward who we want representing corrections in our state and our nation. She does an amazing job for us. And I just wish I could clone her and make about 40 more. She's currently a student in IUP, and she is going to do great things in life. And I want to thank her. If it wasn't for her, that inmate would not be here. I got a call from our medical department that day, and he said if Officer Diaz had not acted when she did, that individual would have expired that night. So she had hours left. So I just want to thank you for the continued support. And again, thank Officer Diaz for her job. So.
That being said, how would you like to start the pictures? Come on up.
Yes, really great picture taking.
Warden, why don't you close that
for me? Oh, yes, thank you, Pat. We always forget.
We'll take one more.
Back in there, we go. Thank you, guys. Sorry, I was catching the corner of your sleeve.
My problem.
Thank you. Thank you.
Audio.
I'll take the picture.
I'm gonna let you have that one. You're gonna front.
Thank you.
I never give Caitlin pictures.
No.
I can see you two for dinner.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Yes. Good to see you again.
Enjoy. Come on. Rose and Josh.
Yes.
Thanks, Mike.
So today we get the full
Yeah,
She is my counselor coordinator.
Okay, we'll move on to announcement. Parks and Trails Commission, Bob Mario, would you like to present?
Yes, we have two vacancies on the Parks and Trails Commission board. So if there are any individuals in the county who would like to apply for these two positions, they can send a letter of interest to our office in the commissioner's office. And again, there are two terms open in the Parks and Trails Commission. So if you're interested.
Next, we have a couple of board appointments for the Tri-County Workforce Development Board and Robin Marriott. Would you present those, please?
Yes, I'm asking the board to, if they would approve the following two appointments to the Tri-County Workforce Development Board. The first one is Walter Schroth. He would be the business representative. Term would expire September 30th, 2026. And Mike McDermott as the higher education representative. Term would also expire same day of September
30th, 2026. Okay, we'll do these two individual motions. So do I have a motion for Walter Schroth?
Make that motion.
Second. All in favor of it?
Aye.
Opposed the same? We do have a motion for Mike McDermott.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Motion approved. Thank you. Next, we have a board appointment for the Armstrong Indiana Behavioral Development Health. And Tammy, would you like to present, please?
Yes. Well, thank you. I'm asking your approval to appoint Brian Gorman to our advisory board. He would be filling the vacant position representing, the economically, social, and culturally disadvantaged. He is the executive director of Summit Legal Aid, formerly Laurel Legal Services, and his position is open due to the passing of the David Flowers, who was previously in that position. So, and the term would expire on December 31st of 2026.
Okay. Well, I have a motion to approve.
Second.
Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed the same? Motion carried. Thank you. And next, there's our Human Services Block Grant Plan for 23-24. And Tammy, again, yes. Please present.
So I'm asking your approval of the fiscal year 2023-2024 Indiana County Human Services Block Grant Plan. The agencies that are a part of the block grant include our program, the Armstrong Indiana Behavioral and Developmental Health Program, the Armstrong Indiana Clarion Drug and Alcohol Commission, the Armstrong County Community Action Program, and then the Indiana Department of Human Services. We were required to hold two advertised public meetings for each county and to receive input from the plan. So we met that requirement, and the information regarding documentation of that is included in the plan. The plan is prepared and submitted annually for both Armstrong and Indiana counties, and is divided into sections related to the funding that we receive, which is the Homeless Assistance Program, HSDF funds, the drug and alcohol funding, as well as the mental health and intellectual disabilities funding. Because we're a joiner, we alternate each year in which county the mental health and intellectual disabilities section is submitted. It's really the largest part of the plan. And this year, this section will be submitted with Indiana County. The total of all the funds associated with this submission is $7,216,183. And I would like to thank our block grant partners for all their assistance in supporting and getting this plan completed, as well as all of their collaboration throughout the year.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments?
Is this an annual? This is annual, right? You do this process. Okay.
Yeah, it's a requirement to, mm-hmm. to get in order to receive continue to receive the funding.
Okay, thank you. So you're probably going to start next year's tomorrow, right?
Yeah, it's like an 80 or 90 page document with everything as it's submitted. Mm-hmm. So and that's available to anyone if you're interested in receiving a copy. Please let our office know. We can get you a copy of that.
We have an electronic copy. It's very right. helpful. Thank you.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Thank you, Janet. Next, we have some non-placement agreements with CYS. And Vicki, are you there? Good morning.
Good morning, commissioners.
Morning.
So I wanted to start with our non-placement agreements. The first one is a renewal with attorney William J. Carmella. He is a licensed attorney who has agreed to be the solicitor to represent the agency during our dependency hearings, termination hearings, and appeal hearings. Attorney Carmella has agreed to maintain the same rate as last year, which was $150 per hour. And the cost for those services will come from our general fund, and it's utilized as needed.
Okay, any questions or comments? Hearing none, motion to approve?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next, Tom Kaufman.
Okay, we have attorney Tom Kaufman. This is also a renewal contract 23-24. Attorney Kaufman has agreed to be a attorney to represent the parents during dependency hearings, termination hearings, and appeal hearings. So he has agreed to the rate of $75 an hour for those legal services. The cost for these services come from our general fund and will be utilized as needed.
Any questions or comments? I want to make a motion to approve. I have a second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next.
We have attorney Zubin Villamoria. And this is also a fiscal year 23-24 renewal contract. Attorney Villamoria has agreed to act as a guardian ad litem for children that are dependent in our court services. So he has also agreed that it is not just representation in court, but to be guardian ad litem means to participate in IEP meetings and any outside activities that are required. So he has agreed to maintain the same rate as last year, which is $100 per hour. And the cost for those services will come from our general fund and will be utilized as needed.
Questions or comments? Hearing none, motion to approve?
Make that motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next.
We have attorney Alan Fichuk. This is also a fiscal year 23-24 renewal. Attorney Fichuk has agreed to be the attorney for parents for dependency hearings, termination, and appeal hearings. So that is a required cost of $75 per hour, and he has agreed to that rate. Those services come from our general fund, and it will be utilized as needed.
Questions or comments? Hearing none, motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Carry. Next.
We have attorney Katie Haberl Thomas. This is for fiscal year 23-24, and this is a new contract. So attorney Haberl Thomas has agreed to be a guardian ad litem for the children that are declared dependent in our agency. And again, that is not just for court hearings, but other outside activities that the guardian ad litems participate in. The rate is $100 per hour, and it comes the cost for the services will come from our general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed.
Questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll make a motion to approve. I'll have a second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Next, moving on to placement listings.
We have Cornell Abraxas Group. This is a renewal contract for fiscal year 23-24. So this provider has two different settings. There's a Marionville and a South Mountain location. The Marionville one is actually a campus. It's very pretty. Different buildings for boys, different buildings for girls. They take children ages 13 to 18. They have shelter program. They have a drug and alcohol program. They have a mental health program, and they have what they call a leadership development program. So the cost for these services are from our general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, motion to approve. Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next, Hoffman Homes.
Hoffman Homes, fiscal year 23-24. This is considered a new contract with them. This provider, they're located in Littlestown, PA. They will take children ages 6 to 21. They have a traditional shelter program, but they really gear their peers towards the autistic or the intellectual disability diagnosis children. And they also have an independent living and transitional living program, and that is definitely steered towards the children that have the diagnosis. So the cost for these services will be coming from our general fund, and it's utilized as needed.
Questions or comments? Hearing none, motion to approve.
Okay.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried. And last, Presley Ridge.
We have Presley Ridge for fiscal year 23-24. This is a renewal contract. So Presley Ridge is a leader in foster care for us. They have traditional foster care, but they also have what we call CRR, or it's the community residential rehabilitation. Those foster parents are specifically trained to handle children with mental health diagnosis and behaviors. So the mental health program pays part of that rate for us when the children are in the CRR program. There has been a slight increase. And when I looked at the per diem rates, it's actually they increased the monies paid towards the foster parents, not in the administration of the program. So the cost for these services will come from our general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed.
Questions or comments? Motion to approve. Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Thank you. Great. Thank you, Vicki.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Okay. Next, moving on to planning and development office. And Josh, you have some contract agreements.
Yes. I've got three contract agreements. We'll do each one of them individually here. The Office of Planning and Development and the Indiana County Planning Commission request that the Board of Commissioners enter into a contract agreement with Sheesley and Associates, LLC, as necessary in relation to the administration of the Indiana County Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance. The agreement is open-ended, and Sheesley and Associates will be one of three firms on call for these services. The cost is based on the current fee schedule for the firm, which we will monitor year to year for any changes, and we will report any changes in fees to the commissioners for their consideration regarding the agreement. The new Indiana County Subdivision Land Development Ordinance was adopted on April 12th of this year and went active on August 10th of this year.
Okay, any questions or comments? Hearing none, motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next contract.
Office of Planning and Development and the Indiana County Planning Commission request that the Board of Commissioners enter into a contract agreement with Gibson Thomas Engineering Company, Inc., for engineering services as necessary in relation to the administration of the Indiana County Subdivision Land Development Ordinance. The agreement is open-ended, and Gibson Thomas Engineering Company, Inc. will be one of the three firms on call for these services. Again, the cost is based on the current fee schedule for the firm, which we will, of course, monitor and update of any changes.
Questions or comments? There are none. I'll make a motion to approve. Or second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried. And the next contract.
Thank you. The third agreement related to the administration of the SALDO is Office of Plan Development and the Indiana County Planning Commission request that the Board of Commissioners enter into a contract agreement with Stifler, McGraw, and Associates, Incorporated, for engineering services as necessary in relation to the administration of the Indiana County Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance. This agreement is open-ended, and Stifler, McGraw, and Associates, Inc. will be one of three firms on call for these services. Again, the cost is based on the current fee schedule for the firm, which we've provided, and which we will monitor year to year for any changes and report for consideration.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next, you have a resolution.
Yes, and these are all related items. Resolution is for a fee schedule for the administration of the Indiana County Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance. The Office of Planning and Development and the Indiana County Planning Commission request that the Board of Commissioners adopt the proposed fee schedule for the Indiana County Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance. Section 602.1 of the ordinance provides for the assessment of fees. A resolution for the adoption of the fee schedule has been prepared and provided by Office of Planning and Development staff and the Indiana County Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance Committee.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Next, we have a contract award. And Dave, are you on?
Yes, I am, commissioners. Good morning.
Morning.
The Office of Planning and Development, the YMCA of Indiana County, and Thomas R. Harley Architects request that the Board of Commissioners enter into three prime contract agreements for the YMCA of Indiana County locker room renovation project. The total of the combined three contracts seeking approval is $1,035,200. And the three contracts are the general construction, electrical, and plumbing. No bids were received for the HVAC contract, and we'll seek bids on that at a later date. The work consists of the demolition of the existing locker rooms and the construction of new locker rooms and the installation of new equipment and fixtures. The three prime contracts we are seeking individual approval for are first, general construction contract with CNC Construction of Penn Run, PA, in the amount of $678,000. Three eligible bids were received for the general construction contract, ranging from the low bid of $678,000 to a high bid of $1,306,000. I'll wait till you approve that contract before I move on.
Okay, any questions or comments? Hearing none, motion to approve. Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next, Sheasley.
Next is the electrical construction contract with Sheasley Electric of Indiana, PA, in the amount of $110,000. Three eligible bids were received for the electrical, ranging from the low bid of $110,000 to a high bid of $208,700.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll make a motion to approve. I have a second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next.
And the final one is the plumbing contract with Vrabel Plumbing Company of Gibsonia, PA, in the amount of $247,200. Four eligible bids were received for the plumbing, ranging from the low bid of $247,200 to a high bid of $359,200. And I just want to mention that this project is being funded with Redevelopment Assistance Capital Program grant funds and YMCA funds.
Hey, any questions or comments? Hearing none, motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next, you have a change order for roof replacement.
Yes, the Office of Planning and Development, the YMCA of Indiana County, and Thomas R. Harley Architects request that the Board of Commissioners approve change order number one with C.E. Davis Contracting in the amount of $12,280 on the YMCA roof replacement project. Change order number one is to provide and install red steel angle iron for the new HVAC unit and to install a new roof curb to support the HVAC unit. Also included is for the contractor to remove the existing curb, patch the decking, and install a new roof drain. The revised contract with C.E. Davis Contracting with approval of change order number one will be $710,858, and the additional cost will be covered with redevelopment assistance, capital program, grant funds, and YMCA funds.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next, change order.
Yes, the Office of Planning and Development, Indiana County Community Action Program, and Stifler McGraw and Associates request that the Board of Commissioners approve change order number EC04 with Sheasley Electric in the amount of $940 on the ICAP Food Bank Warehouse Renovation Phase 2 project. Change order number EC04 is to furnish and install magnetic power door controls for the double doors at room 113 in the facility. The revised contract with Sheasley Electric with approval of change order EC04 will be $172,188, and the additional costs will be covered with multiple source grant funds.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, the motion to approve.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Next, there's sublease agreement, and Director Stauffer, would you like to present?
Yes. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
The Office of Planning and Development is requesting the Board of Commissioners approve entering into a sublease agreement with the Central Allegheny Challenger Learning Center, or CALC, a 501c3 nonprofit public charity related to the operation of the Challenger Learning Center at Indiana County, Pennsylvania. In the aftermath of the Challenger STS-51L tragedy, the Cruz family came together firmly committed to carrying on the spirit of their loved ones by continuing their education mission. In April 1996, they created the Challenger Center for Space Science Education. The family's vision was to create a place that would inspire children, where students could conduct experiments, collaborate to solve problems, and immerse themselves in space-like surroundings. Their goal was to spark an interest and joy in STEM, a spark that could change the trajectory of children's futures. To date, Challenger Center has reached more than 6 million students globally and continues to inspire hundreds of thousands of students each year. I'll give credit to the Challenger website for that paragraph. The proposed sublease agreement with the Challenger Center is for approximately 11,166 square feet, located at 437 Hamlin Road, Indiana, PA, in White Township, on the campus of the Indiana County Technology Center. The proposed sublease includes an initial term of 8 years with an effective date of October 1, 2023 through June 30, 2031. That would include 2 8-year lease term extensions. There's 24 years remaining on the ground lease with the ICTC. Following the completion of extensive tenant improvements at the facility, funded in part with the recently announced $1.495 million grant through the National Aeronautics Space Administration, or NASA, the sublease agreement provides for a formula-based approach, including base rent and a percentage of revenues each quarter, in addition to Challenger's proportionate share of utilities, operational costs, including preventative maintenance and repairs. This will be structured similar to the WCCC sublease. The project, known as the Indiana County Education Technology Center, entailed the development of an approximately 26,402 square foot education and training facility to provide a regional learning facility for local area residents, as well as adult learners, that includes the Indiana County Technology Center, the Indiana County Conservation District with a focus on environmental education, the Westmoreland County Community College, with whom we'll share the Indiana County Education and Technology Facility with the Challenger Learning Center that will strengthen knowledge in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM, to inspire students to pursue careers in these fields, all intended to provide students entering the workforce the necessary skill sets to provide successful careers in high demand occupations. I believe it to be apropos that, you know, given your resolution on Manufacturing Week, you know, in the economic development area field, workforce is a foundational pillar to that effort. You know, without a skilled workforce, what are we doing? So appreciate your consideration and support. And, you know, I think we want to try to be a partner to the Challenger. It's essentially a startup. So this structure allows them to do the internal build out, get operational, and then we'll provide them a facility to do so.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments?
Just a comment that I have watched this develop over my almost 8 years, and it's gone through a lot of twists and turns, and I thank you for your coordination and your efforts in the, you know, it refers to the nonprofit public charity. Well, that's a board of directors of local folks who work very, very diligently. Keep this on the radar screen. We have an investment from the federal government. I know that the state government is trying to align with anything related to space exploration and that field. So it's great that we're bringing it to the local level. We have all those levels of investment, and these are exciting times. So thank you.
All I like to say is it kind of brings a closure to that entire education center. It's really nice to know that it's actually going to come to fruition and complete the circle. So thank you. Do I have a motion to accept the sublease agreement?
So moved.
Second.
Aye.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Thank you. Next, we have a resolution.
On behalf of the Indiana Regional Medical Center, the Office of Planning Development requests the Board of Commissioners approve a resolution authorizing the filing of an application to the Pennsylvania Office of the Budget for a $3 million Redevelopment Assistance Capital Program, or RCAP, grant representing partial funding associated with construction of a behavioral health building on the campus of IRMC located in White Township. It is estimated that 1 in 5 U.S. adults experience mental illness each year. In Pennsylvania alone, 1,814,000 adults are estimated to have a mental health condition. Roughly 1 in 6 American youths aged between 6 and 12 grapples with mental health disorders each year, with 98,000 such cases reported among youths and between 12 and 17 in the state. Dementia is a growing public health crisis in Pennsylvania. In response to these trends, IRMC desires to address these crises in the region with the construction of a new behavioral health building. IRMC has broken ground on a 31,000 square foot, 44 bed mental health facility that is planned to provide treatment for up to 8 adolescents, 24 adults, and 12 geriatric patients. Construction is estimated at approximately $19+ million. IRMC will be responsible for the one-to-one matching funds, as well as the interim financing. It's a reimbursement program as a requirement by the RACP grant program. The benefits will be comprehensive care under one roof, early intervention and mental health care, and reduced emergency room wait times. The resolution also authorizes entering into a cooperation agreement with IRMC to manage and administer the RACP grant funding for this project through the Indiana County Office of Planning Development. Request to authorize the executive director, myself, of the Office of Planning Development to submit the grant application and for Commissioner Keith, chairman, to execute any required grant contracts. I also would like to recognize this is a massive undertaking. You know, the Armstrong Indiana Behavioral Health and Developmental Program and the Armstrong Indiana Clarion Drug and Alcohol Commission and many other foundations and organizations, community groups, and local contributors who sponsored this project. So I want to recognize their contributions. So this is a small piece, and certainly Senator Pittman and Representative Struzzi for their efforts to support these funds for the project.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, do I have a motion to accept the resolution?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Thank you, Director.
Thank you.
Next, we have some voting information. Robin Marriott, would you like to present?
Yes, I would like to announce there's going to be a couple important deadlines coming up here. The last day to register to vote for the November 7th election is October 23rd. And also the last day to apply for an absentee mail-in ballot is October 31st. Voters can visit the website of www.vote.pa.gov to register to vote or apply for an absentee mail-in ballot. Or they can also apply in person in the voter registration office in the basement of the courthouse. And I just want to add about the mail-in absentee ballot on the Department of State's website. If anybody would like to see how the ballots are processed and received, there's a really good video on the website that if you click on the mail-in and absentee ballot tab, a video called What Happens to My Ballot pops up. And I watched it last week for the first time, and it is exactly what happens. So I encourage anybody to watch that video on their website.
It's on votepa.gov.
What's on the agenda there, vote.pa.gov.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Robin. Mm-hmm. Okay, the courthouse will be closed on Monday, October 9th, in observance of Columbus Day. Any other business to be brought before the board today?
Mr. Chairman, I just want to recognize, I know oftentimes we don't and sometimes we do, but there's a lot of partners that were mentioned in the approvals today that attend online, including I see someone from Representative Struzzi's office, and often those folks are on Zoom, but they're part of our meeting, and we thank you all for your partnership efforts. It's our Tourist Bureau Chamber, and the list goes on, our Tri-County WIB, obviously things that were very relevant today. Even League of Women Voters, people that serve on other boards like Carolyn, Sherry Skidmore. So we just thank you all for tuning in and attending and being a partner.
Yes, I always love it when people attend the meetings.
Okay, our next regular meeting will be held on Wednesday, October 11th at 10:30. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right.